It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. South by Southwest has grown from a music conference to an interactive music and film festival of festivals. So what's the relationship between music and innovation? And how do Pittsburgh innovators fit in? This year marked the first time Pittsburgh has had an official presence at South by Southwest. The Pittsburgh Innovation Party was hosted by innovation groups including Heinz College at CMU. Ari Lightman, Distinguished Service Professor and Director of the CIO Institute at Heinz College, and Brad Stevenson, Senior Web Media and Marketing Manager at Heinz College, have just returned from South by Southwest, and they join us in studio to talk about innovation at the festival. Gentlemen, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Let me start with you, Ari. This was the first Pittsburgh-sponsored party at South by Southwest. What did that entail?
Well, it entailed a variety of different groups getting together and talking about some of the great things that we have going on in the city, both from an education perspective as well as from an entrepreneurship and innovation perspective. So a variety of different folks were down there showing off their wares and really getting the city excited about what's happening in Pittsburgh.
And the festival is, of course, one that has been around for a while, but what were some of the more interesting innovations that you saw coming out of Pittsburgh?
Well, the stuff coming out of Pittsburgh, I could talk about what's happening at CMU, both from our master's in entertainment industry management, but also some of the other colleges. The human-computer interaction folks were there showing things off. But a lot of the companies that were down there, folks that we know and interact with on a regular basis, folks like The Resumator and No Wait, and those sort of early-stage companies were really showing off some of the latest products and services that they were coming out with. And they work with a lot of the community that actually is down at South by Southwest, the interactive startup community.
So, Brad Stevenson, what was the most interesting innovation overall that you saw at South by Southwest?
In terms of innovations, honestly, there's so much. It's overwhelming. There are 30,000 people. Every single one of those people has some sort of interest in trying to talk about their new product or their new app or their new, their new piece of hardware. So it's really hard to talk about one individual thing. I think that, really what our presence was about was helping to showcase what Pittsburgh has to offer. So my focus was more on trying to tell that story and less on my own personal experience at South by. So really, we got together with Pittsburgh Technology Council. They came to a private event that we had, a very small event last year, to just sort of put a toe in the water down there. And then after that, the Pittsburgh Technology Council came to me and said, you know what, maybe we should do something larger. So we went to some other CMU groups, the Entertainment Technology Center, Human Computer Interaction, and University Advancement got on board and basically recognized this is a place where arts, entertainment, technology all converge. And that's really what Carnegie Mellon University is, very multidisciplinary. And Pittsburgh in general is a place where that convergence takes place almost every day. You can see it in a lot of things that are going on here. So it makes sense. It's a really nice fit for Pittsburgh and for Carnegie Mellon. So we decided, hey, let's go down there. Let's throw a party. Let's provide some networking opportunity for some of our students. We have two programs in particular, the Master of Entertainment Industry Management program and the Master of Information Systems Management program. And at the intersection of these two programs is this new digital entertainment analytics lab that's run by a couple people, Mike Smith and Rahul Talang at Heinz College. And basically that takes a look at – it uses big data to make sense of a lot of indicators in the entertainment industry. So that – convergence of those programs is what we were highlighting in particular from Heinz's perspective.
And so from the standpoint of Pittsburgh on this big stage, which South by Southwest certainly is, how are we holding up our part of the bargain or our end of the technology breakthroughs as compared with other parts of the country? Ari, you look like you want to jump in.
Well, that's a hard question to answer.
I'm here to ask those hard questions.
No. I think we're holding our own. I think we're doing really well. Some of the innovations that I saw at South by Southwest, which are really interesting and dovetail in terms of what Pittsburgh has in terms of its capabilities. So there was a focus on hardware, which was unusual for me because it's usually about interactive software applications. So stuff like Autodesk was highlighting their MakerBot exposition, where you can make, you know, take 3D pictures and actually turn them into something that's tangible, actually do 3D printing, which was fantastic.
And we should mention that we were fortunate enough to have three of the MakerBot replicators at our party as well, because there's a tech shop that just opened here in Pittsburgh, and they have a relationship with MakerBot, which is the company that makes these 3D. So basically, your kid breaks a piece of his toy or her toy, print it. You know, it's a pretty incredible thing.
Right. This sounds like the next big thing.
And we have a tech shop right here that I encourage everybody to check out. And they were at our event. And so that's I think, you know, is the great thing. I think Pittsburgh has recently been named one of the top places for startup. So we're constantly making these lists. And you can sort of feel this this energy around startups and entrepreneurialism here in the city.
Yeah. And the other thing that I would sort of dovetail on that, so 3D printing was one of the highlights, and a focus on hardware. Another one was a focus on healthcare. So I attended a couple panels and met a few folks that were really looking at the combination of sensor technology and hacking the human body, if you will, to identify all these really interesting pattern detections associated with can it provide better understanding of health and wellness. So the panel that I went to had Mark Winter, who's a senior director of the XPRIZE Foundation, talking about the Tricorder XPRIZE and a lot of these different innovation prizes where they try to get smart folks from across the world to try and compete and win a challenge, just advancing technology forward.
And that's Ari Lightman, and Brad Stevenson is also with us from CMU, talking about their experiences at the South by Southwest Festival here on Essential Pittsburgh. This festival includes a bunch of festivals all at once: innovation, music, film. How interconnected do they all seem to be, Brad?
Well, I mean, that's the amazing thing about it. So music sits, music sits a little bit after film and interactive. Film and interactive have overlap. So you have a group of people there. And then what happens is you can see the changeover almost of the in the dress and in the, you know, the manner of people that are coming in for music. And it's really fascinating to see the different. You can almost pick people out. They're here for film. They're here for interactive. and then music comes in. It's a whole different game. But the great thing is it's this interdisciplinary nature. It's this celebration of how these things make sense together, because obviously you can't make it in the music industry. You can't make it in the film industry without this interactive component these days. And so that's, I think, the driving force, is that how do we market ourselves as musicians? How do we market ourselves as filmmakers or as a startup? What are the tools that we need to succeed? And I think that's where South By really does a great job.
The innovation and interactive part of South by Southwest has really grown in recent years. And Ari Lightman, you've been to South by Southwest over the last several years. So describe this arc of change at the festival.
The arc of change.
Yes.
I like that. So it's gone from small startups creating a community around their technology to do some very fast iterative beta testing. So, you know, when Twitter launched, it was electric. People started utilizing it at South by Southwest and really pushed it forward. Same thing with Foursquare. There was no major innovation this year, as far as I could tell, associated with a new announcement of an app that everybody starts utilizing. What I'm seeing is a shift, whether you like it or not, to big brands, marketing, and advertising. So, Oreo had this really interesting interactive exhibit.
Right. We've been reading about this.
And Pepsi.
Ari, are you tired of talking about it?
But I don't mind. So what I teach at CMU is really important to get after some of these large companies. I teach a class on measuring social where I need to bring in seven companies every semester to work with the students, and they're big brand companies. So this is why I go. One of the reasons why I go is to understand – who the director of marketing is, how can I bring them into my class, how can I get them excited about measuring unstructured data. So I go for a business development function. And it's great because every time I go to South by Southwest, everybody is, for some reason, they're a little bit more happy. They're a little bit more amenable to coming into a class. So it's good.
We've got about 20 seconds left, but I guess we didn't properly just for people who don't know what the Oreo exhibit was, very quickly, can you just sum it up for us?
It was an interactive exhibit that basically took sort of a laser scan that basically had you.
It puts you in a
dunking
in a
Oreos.
It puts you in a picture dunking an Oreo, and you had to guess where you were in Austin.
Yeah.
And they gave
with
you
a green
choices.
Screen, right?
So we just CMU just entered into a partnership with them, actually a marketing partnership. So one of our robots is taking apart the cookies. So
I was reading about this. Yeah. Other folks may have seen it. It's fascinating. I wish we had more time. Ari Lightman and Brad Stevenson, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having us.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When people think of the Pittsburgh pop music scene, names like Wiz Khalifa and Mac Miller tend to be first and foremost in their minds. However, we're going to introduce you to Buku, an up-and-coming artist in the electronic music scene. The Duquesne University graduate will be performing at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. Our production assistant, Alexis Epergesi, visited his local recording studio and talked to him about his future plans and the challenges of getting noticed in the music business.
My name is Buku, B-U-K-U. I've always been super, super passionate about music, and I ended up pursuing it in college. I have a degree in music technology with percussion as my applied instrument. Electronic music really grabbed me towards the latter portion of my education, and so here I am producing tunes and DJing.
So what's your favorite part about what you do?
My favorite part, it definitely would have to be the live shows. Everything that happens, like the energy and like the experience of having people sweat and the loud music and people going crazy. And in turn, my favorite thing about that is playing the tunes that I produce live and seeing how people react to them. And when they go crazy, it makes everything all worth it.
How did you get inspired to start making music? Like, what really captured you into trying to pursue this?
I've been listening to electronic music, like Boards of Canada and Aphex Twin, for years and years. And then I got really into house music, and I started going to some shows, and I saw, like, just the environment and energy in these venues and whatnot, and I couldn't help but get involved with it. The way I got basically where I'm at right now was pretty much just because I was producing a lot of like dubstep, like super tear out, like noisy dubstep and whatnot. But I kind of got a little sick of it. And so I just decided to drop everything and just like start making the music that I really wanted to make, because I was getting so tired of just doing like the same format for these like crazy tunes that I really wasn't even feeling. So I made an announcement on my social media stuff, and I was just like, I'm not going to be doing this dubstep thing anymore. And if you want to like stick around and listen, please do. But if not, that's cool as well. So I started making this bass music that I've been making right now. And since then, it's just been on the up and up.
So what is the most difficult part about being a DJ? Was it getting started? Is it making the music itself? Tell us a little bit more about that.
I've been a musician for a long time, so I like to think that the music comes a little bit easier to me. I mean, it is very difficult, but to me, it's just something I have so much passion for, so it's like a labor of love, if you will. But I think the hardest part was just the slow and steady grind of trying to become more and more recognized, because it's really difficult at first, because just no one listens, no one cares until you're like, you start doing it. I remember being like really frustrated towards the end of school because I was so busy, and it's just like, man, I just can't wait to start touring and like getting all these releases out. But it's like, that stuff won't come unless you just keep on grinding.
Who are your inspirations?
Basically, my industry idol, if you will, would have to be Diplo. He's so well respected in all different areas of the music industry, and I would love to work with like rappers and whatnot, and various like vocalists and musicians. I would love to be able to tour and travel around the world and go to these different studios where these musicians are and just experiment with making music with all kinds of different people.
Where was your first big break and how did it happen?
My first big break, I guess it would have to be when my tune Janky was released. This March coming up, I have plans to be at Ultra Music Festival, South by Southwest, Buku Music Festival in New Orleans, which is a coincidence. And I have some shows coming up in LA and San Francisco.
So are you making any music now for the upcoming shows, or are you just sticking with what you already have?
Absolutely making new music right now. I am spending the entire rest of the month in the studio because I have so many things coming up. I have a new EP that's going to be released in April. I have these two tracks coming out on this Never Say Die compilation. And then I have another remix coming out, but I can't say anything about that yet.
So now that you've gotten all this recognition and you are touring everywhere, do you plan on staying in Pittsburgh? Is Pittsburgh still going to be your home?
Yes, I'm absolutely going to be staying in Pittsburgh for a while. The one thing that I've kind of become fascinated with my more recent success, if you will, I think of like these guys like Wiz Khalifa and Mac Miller, and like the second word out of your mouth is Pittsburgh. And so I think that's something that I would absolutely love to kind of become a Pittsburgh kind of kid. You know, people associate me with Pittsburgh because it's such a unique city. We have so much talent here. There's so much good music. And I would really, really just love to be able to have people know that I am like a Pittsburgh kid.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll have a preview of this year's St. Patrick's Day Parade, the second largest in the nation. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.